Simply Authentic is the podcast where realtors and referral partners get the conversations they actually want to hear. I'm Crystal Forbes with Great American Title, a family-owned and operated title company with over 30 years serving the real estate community. We provide title and escrow services for both Missouri and Kansas with locations throughout Southwest Missouri. We focus on providing exceptional customer service and trustworthy, reliable title insurance coverage. Our relationships with other industry professionals are why we are able to make dreams come true one closing at a time. Great American Title is proud to sponsor the Simply Authentic podcast, bringing the most relevant, real, and sometimes challenging conversations that help all of us get better. Tune in, subscribe, and let's keep this industry moving forward together. Simply Authentic, recorded at the Gershman Mortgage Studios, available wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome to the Simply Authentic podcast with Angie and Tanya. We are real estate pros, entrepreneurs, leadership gurus, and community enthusiasts. Our passion is sharing our experiences to enrich the lives of others. We hope to inspire you to live authentically. Welcome back to the Simply Authentic podcast. I'm Angie Mullings.
And I'm Tanya Murfin. Today, guys, we have a topic that affects everyone. Everyone's involved in it. And you have to figure out how to navigate it. At some point in your life, there's going to be lots of awkward moments. So you've got to master small talk.
Small talk.
So when you hear that phrase and... like if I said, Angie, how do you think you are at small talk? And what do you, how do you think you've gotten good at it? What do you think about?
I would probably say yes. And it's only through practice, right?
Yes.
I do a ton of networking. I'm always at functions where I don't really know people.
Yep.
And I have to start a conversation, or a conversation is started with me.
Yes.
And so I think we all, this goes back, I will refer back to, and I'll put it in the show notes. We did recently an episode on networking.
Yes, we did.
And I think this is sort of a continuation of that conversation, because I think small talk, we've agreed that it's a topic unto itself, just because people struggle with it sometimes.
I
they
agree.
Really do.
I agree. And I use the example of the awkward situations because we're all in them.
Yes.
It doesn't matter if it's a wedding or a funeral or a networking event. You're not going to know everybody. You're not always going to have your buddy standing beside you. So you're going to have to figure it out. And I feel like for me, I have started to master the art of small talk. And it's an ongoing, I was going to say religion. It's got to be something you continuously study and work at, right?
Yeah, right.
As I've gotten older.
Yeah.
And the more networking I've had to do, realizing that that was an important part of real estate in the last 10 to 15 years, I feel like I've gotten way better at it because I don't like to feel awkward.
Yeah.
You know, and small talk is really just building rapport with somebody.
Sure.
So that they trust you a little. They don't know you from Adam, maybe, or maybe you've ran into them before, but it was just a, hey, you know, what was your name again? Like, you don't really know anything about each other.
Right.
You've been introduced.
Right.
And learning to navigate small talk will help you not feel so awkward and will help you build that rapport with people you don't know.
Right. Yeah. How awkward is it when you see somebody across the room and you think, I've met them. Where did I meet them at? You know, and in my mind, I'm going through, did I meet them? Are they, do I know them from high school, college, you know, my first job, whatever the case may be. I think we all run through that. And so just having the confidence, a lot of this is about confidence.
I agree with that.
You've got to have some self-confidence. And, you know, just again, we talk about this a lot because the title of our show is Authentic, but be your authentic self and and own if you don't remember where you met them.
Right.
You know, I know we know each other. You know, you can make something awkward turn into something really funny.
Yeah, you sure can.
If you just, you know, just relax and just be yourself.
Agree with that. And something that comes to mind when you say that is I think age and humility has helped me not feel so stupid
yeah.
when I have to say that. When I right. see somebody or I get reintroduced to them and I'm like, we've met before, but I am terrible with names. Right. I remember your face. Tell me again who you work with. Mm-hmm. I just don't care anymore because that's me being authentic. And
right.
you know, instead of saying, oh yeah, it's great to see you again. And then I'm like, well, now what do I say?
Right.
Because I really don't remember them
yeah.
other than their face. I have no idea what they do. They don't have a name tag on them. I'm lost, you know?
Right.
So
right.
I think age has, and humility, just not being afraid to say dumb things sometimes
right.
also helps with small talk.
You say dumb things.
I do.
What?
Mm. I do.
But, you know, the other person may be thinking the same thing. They may be thinking, gosh, she's so familiar. And
for
they're
sure.
standing over there. And maybe they don't have the confidence to come over and say, I know we know each other, but,
yes.
you know. So just be the be that person. Be
yes.
that person yeah. that steps outside of their comfort zone, admits that you've forgotten something. And
right.
again, make a joke out of it. Everybody likes a little levity, a little humor. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
That will help loosen the situation for sure.
Yeah.
So some pitfalls about small talk.
Yes.
Talking about yourself mm-hmm. the whole time.
Yes.
So
yes.
I just want to say that I know a few people well that are in my life. And they don't shut up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
Same.
Sure you might know a few people as
Same.
Well. Like, they're, you know, and sometimes, like, let's use a funeral or a wedding, for instance, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot going on.
Right.
There's a lot of people around. There's a lot of conversations happening. And you don't really want to get into this deep, gossipy conversation with this person that you know in this setting necessarily. So
right.
you're really having small talk, right?
Yeah.
So you're having small talk, but yet one of you is doing all the talking.
Mm-hmm.
And they never shut their mouths to even ask you a question.
Right.
And that is a big turnoff for me with
oh.
spending time with people. Like,
yeah.
be quiet
yes.
and be interested in me. I don't
yes.
want to hear everything about
right.
you. You've
right.
told your side of it. Now be quiet.
Yes.
And ask me about my side of it or my opinion of it. And it could be anything basic. It doesn't have to be, again, anything deep.
Right.
But over-talking is a no-no with small talk. No,
yeah.
don't do it.
And, you know, in our industry, and I probably shouldn't say that. It's probably every industry.
Go ahead and
but
say
honestly,
it.
We're just, we just suck at this. We suck because we think the more we talk, the better off we are.
Yeah.
And I will never forget, I know I told you the story recently. I had someone I did business with. And, you know, in our business, it's really important that we have are good at small talk because
mm-hmm.
when we first meet a client, they don't know us. We don't know them.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm going to a client's house for the first time and we're going to talk about listing it, I'm going to talk to them about how many kids do you have and why are you moving
mm-hmm.
and all, you know, some of those questions are important. Some of it is just small talk.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you use this room for? What do you like about living here? That
mm-hmm.
kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's just, again, to build rapport. And then at some point, they're going to say something that I connect with, like, oh, you went to wherever, you went to Pleasant
mm-hmm.
Hope, so did I, you know, that
right.
you're going to find a connection. That's what
right.
you're looking for
yes.
so that you can find some common ground.
Yeah.
However, when you are at a listing appointment for an hour and you have yet to discuss the house,
right.
you're
yes.
still trying to make connections that have already been made and solidified, you are now wasting the client's time.
Yeah.
And they recognize that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Shut it.
Yeah.
Just shut it. You should know there, you know, there's no rule of thumb or, you know, one size fits all here, but you're going
right.
to know
of course.
If you pay attention, and we're going to talk about listening in a different episode
yes.
coming up.
We are.
But if you're paying attention and listening, not just with your ears, but watching the body language
mm-hmm.
of the person you're talking to and really truly be in the conversation,
mm-hmm.
you're going to know when it's time to shut up, or you should.
Well, and something that's another pitfall of small talk that kind of goes along with that, if you're the one doing all the talking and your audience is now distracted on their phones,
yeah.
it's time for you to shut your mouth.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right. You've overtalked.
Yes.
But for ourselves to be good at small talk, I know that not all small talk is interesting, right? Some of it, especially at networking events, you're there to network. You're not there really to make best friends.
Right.
You're to hit as many people there as you possibly can and spend a few minutes here and a few minutes there.
Right.
But while they're talking to you, if you're looking at your phone or you're listening to this conversation and keep looking over there, keep looking at your watch, there's no way for you to be engaged without looking in their eyes and laughing when they laugh or possibly giving a, I'm so sorry to hear that, or actually giving some sort of a compliment or a acknowledgement of whatever they're talking about.
Right.
So that's another pitfall, is really not listening.
Yeah, for sure.
No, you're present, but you're not really there.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Angie, we're going to stop right here for a moment to hear a word from our sponsors.
Okay.
Real Talk, Real Industry Insights. Simply Authentic is the podcast where realtors and referral partners get the conversations they actually want to hear. I'm Jack Langley at Gershman Mortgage. We've been helping home buyers and real estate professionals for over 70 years, and we know that success just isn't about transactions. It's about knowledge, relationships, and having the right tools to grow. That's why we're proud to host Simply Authentic in our studio, bringing you the most relevant, real, and sometimes challenging conversations that help us all get better. Tune in, subscribe, and let's keep this industry moving forward together. Simply Authentic, recorded at the Gershman Mortgage Studios, available wherever you get your podcast.
And we're back. And today we're talking about small talk and giving some examples of ways that you can get started having a conversation. Mm-hmm. We're also about to move into some tips for better small talk.
Yeah, so I was listening to a podcast recently, and they were reiterating this, and I learned this in my ninja selling, that you're supposed to mirror personalities.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to mirror cadence of talking.
Yes.
You're supposed to mirror whether they're sitting forward or they're laid back in their chair, they've got their legs crossed. A way to engage with them is to mirror their cadence and their body language. Mm-hmm. And I think that is oftentimes easy to do,
right?
If you're really paying attention. Right. And it's just small talk. Again, we're not making best friends here.
Right.
We're just greeting and meeting and moving
mingling on
and
going
mingling. Yes.
Yeah. So that's good. Yeah, I like that mirroring technique. You know, a lot of times I think we ask the wrong questions. We should be asking open-ended questions and what do you do? You know, That's interesting. How'd you get into that? Explain that to me. Whatever the case may be, but you're not going to ask questions. Are you new here?
Right.
Is this your first time?
Right.
Those are yes or no questions, and they're going to end right there. Especially if the person you're talking to struggles with small talk or is not great at networking.
Right.
So just it's when you are good at small talk, it makes the person you're talking to comfortable.
Yes.
Because you're asking the right questions, you're engaged, like you said, and listening. Then it's going to be so much easier for both parties. And keep in mind that the person you're talking to may be really uncomfortable. This may be putting them outside of their comfort zone.
So. Yeah, they might be acting very awkward because they feel so awkward.
Right.
We've all been there.
Right.
I have been that person in the room.
Yeah. So make it easy for people.
Yes. And another tip there would be to share something about yourself. Mm-hmm. So if maybe you asked, well, where did you grow up? And their answer is Pleasant Hope. And then it ends right there, like there's no, and there's a pause and a pause. Then you could share, well, I'm from Nixa, and my gosh, how it has changed over the years since I was there. Like, add something to that to maybe encourage them to say something more about Pleasant Hope.
Right. Yeah.
Right? So kind of reading their responses might help you get better at that. And really, when in the start of the podcast, when I said I've gotten a whole lot better at it, it's because I'm constantly thinking of where I'm going next.
Yeah.
And maybe that conversation starts with where are you from, where'd you grow up, where'd you go to high school? And if you've found the right person, it might just go from there. You might not even need to ask another question.
Right.
Because now you have something familiar or something that you had in common. You both right. played a sport or your grandparents lived there, whatever.
Right.
So I think that, you know, just reading that and being able and being comfortable with being able to follow up with another question so that there is no awkward silence.
Right. You know, Tanya, I think another good technique, and I've watched people who are really, really good about this, but giving someone a compliment.
Yes. Oh, yes.
And not just say, hey, Tanya, I love your lipstick. Where mm-hmm. did you get that? You know?
Right.
And so not just, I love your lipstick, or I love the top you have on. Where'd you get that?
Follow
or,
up.
Where do you shop Agreed. At? Or, yeah. you know, did you get that locally? Because yeah. we really want everybody to shop local.
Right.
So we're always going to ask the local question. But I think right. we as long as it's done genuinely, as right. long as you're giving the compliment genuinely, that comes across really well. And I think it's just a really good conversation starter.
Yeah. I think we can also go to the time of year it is.
Right. right?
So today, everywhere I've went, it's how was your 4th? What did you
right.
do? Who did you spend it with? And make sure when someone asks you that, you're responding with asking them.
Right.
That's something that I've learned in mm-hmm. my networking mm-hmm. is I always try to pay that question back. Unless
right.
it's something, you know, maybe personal, like a personal question that you wouldn't ask that back.
Right.
If it's just general everyday conversation, mm-hmm. then ask that question mm-hmm. back to them, because they may actually be asking you because they want to tell you what they did that
right.
weekend. Or
yeah,
that,
exactly.
Or on vacation, if it's
yeah,
summertime.
They just got engaged and they really want to tell you that.
Really, right. Oh, you married? How long you been married? I just got engaged. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Summertime, vacations, you know, have you vacationed this year? Do you usually right. take one? There are lots of follow-up questions you can give to that if mm-hmm. you'll get them to answer you.
Right.
It could be at a wedding, it could be, how do you know them?
Mm-hmm.
Really? You grew up with them? Where'd you grow up again? Remind me, because I can't
right.
remember.
Right.
Always having that follow-up question to mm-hmm. that conversation, and or there's a word or a place that you resonate with mm-hmm. or a sport or
right.
a team or
right.
that they mentioned in, oh, I'm from Kansas City. Oh my gosh, I'm a big Chiefs fan.
Right.
You know, I went to a game last year and it stormed and we
had
to leave.
Did it hurt you to say that?
It did.
To give that example.
She's
a Raiders fan.
Coming.
So
yeah. I saw that coming in my brain was like, don't do it. You can't say that. I am not a Chiefs fan. I'm a Raiders fan.
I'm a Chiefs fan.
Yeah, sure you are, Angie. Anyway, so small talk in many, many ways, I think, can help boost your confidence.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
sure.
if you master having small talk with people you know,
mm-hmm.
you're at the wedding, sitting beside people you know, and you know you're just having small talk. Work on that. Make it a small portion of what you do when you go to these events and when you go to networking and maybe at church every Sunday, you just have some questions that lighten the mood and make you a little more chatty, make you a little more confident in mm-hmm. meeting people, and especially people you don't know. You're stuck in a room with them or a classroom with
right.
them or who knows, a car with them, for heaven's sakes.
Right.
And now you got to get to know them. What are you
yeah.
going to talk about? How are you going to handle it?
Right.
Don't do all the talking. Remember that.
And one thing I would also like to say, Tanya, is that I'm going to challenge all of our listeners out there to the first thing that you say to someone, hi, Tanya, how are you today? I challenge you to change that.
Yeah.
To say something
like
different.
That.
Even if it's something, someone you do know, because if you get better at saying something beyond what the cliches are
mm-hmm.
or what's expected, you'll get a surprise answer.
Mm-hmm.
If I walked in today and I said, hey, Tanya, how was your 4th? That's better than how are you today, right?
Right.
It's going to entail a different, better conversation than if I just said, how are you today?
Yeah.
Yep. So
very true.
I'm challenging you.
You
audience.
Have been challenged,
yes.
listeners. So make sure you are paying attention in your networking events and going to church and going to ball games, all the things that you're using small talk with, and try to be better. Share this episode with somebody if you think they're terrible at small talk.
And you don't have to say that.
No, just share it with them. Yeah. Maybe they'll listen and they'll get better and they'll realize that, hey, I'm not very good at that. I need to be a better listener.
Right. So we want to thank Gershman for recording with us today. Yes. We also want to thank our premier sponsor, Great American Title. And we want to thank all of you for tuning in and listening to us every week.
Yes, and make sure you share, like, and follow on all of our social media. We'll catch you guys next time.
See ya.
Find today's full video by searching the Simply Authentic Podcast on YouTube. Hit subscribe, and there you will find full videos of every episode.